service, they invite you to listen, pray, sing, meditate.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Fort Camp comes up with the ball in our forecourt. Here's Whitley Rammel, drives down the lane, puts it up no good. Rebound, Paige Fort Camp. Up and partially blocked there by Claire Eicher. And Parkway comes up with the basketball. Here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter, we have a score of 1-0. Fort Recovery in the lead at the moment. Right side with the basketball, and there's a foul called on Paige Fort Camp. As they say, she fouled Sophie Miller. I guess this program had quite a group of eighth graders last year, huh?
Yeah, they did. They won the conference tournament as eighth graders, and I know they have high expectations for this freshman class for them. So,
free throw is up and no good by once again Sophie Miller. Sophie's one of the seniors on the Parkway squad. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Next free throw is no good. Whitley Randall got the rebound. Here's Paige Fort Camp for Fort Recovery. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes to Parkway. Nobody's had a field goal yet here in the game. We played about a minute and a half, and they say that Parkway dribbled out of bounds. Leah Harshman, trying to get around one of the Lady Indians, stepped out of bounds, and Fort Recovery will have the basketball back. Just half-court defense here for Parkway. Here's a shot by Paige Fort Camp. Three-pointer is good. Paige Fort Camp makes it a 4-0 game. There's your first field goal of the night. And Lady Indians out to their biggest lead, obviously, this evening here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. There's a hook shot up, no good. Rebound comes to Paige Fort Camp. And down come the Lady Indians underneath the Brooke Collig, and they're going to say traveling on Collig, apparently. So the ball will go back to the Parkway Lady Panthers. Next Fort Recovery broadcast is on Saturday night. We'll have the Crestview Boys game from the Fortside Fieldhouse for you at 100.9 on the FM dial. Here's an inside pass stolen by Kiera Wendell. Kiera falls down and calls timeout. So we'll be back in a moment. Here at Parkway, the score, Fort Recovery leading 4-0, 5:44 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, head coach of the Parkway Panthers, is Dan Williamson. You know anything about Dan? Has he been there very long? I don't think so.
First year coach, and don't know anything about him, no.
Okay. 5:40 remaining here in the first quarter. The ball's tipped out of bounds by Parkway. Fort Recovery gets it back. Inbounds pass. Allie Vaughn to Kiera Wendell. Down to Brooke Collig. Brooke can't hang on to it. Parkway comes away with a loose basketball. Lady Panthers with the ball. Here's Leah Harshman with it. She'll pass over on the right side to Kelsey Nichols. Or correction, that was Rachel Barrett, actually. And here's a ball knocked out of bounds by Paige Fort Camp. It'll be Parkway's ball underneath their own hoop here. Fort Recovery leads 4-0 here in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget, the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open many weeknights until 8 o'clock. Take advantage of those convenient hours from Cal Pharmacy. There's the inbounds pass stolen away by Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp ends up with the basketball, right side to Kiera Wendell. Back out it goes to Paige Fort Camp. Paige will pass off to Allie Vaughn, top of the key. Right side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling down the lane. She's shoved, and there's a foul going to be called on Parkway on Rachel Barrett. That was definitely a foul. So the Lady Indians will have the ball out of bounds. Here we are in the old holiday season. Well, Santa Claus will be arriving pretty soon. Do you have an official visit by Santa at the elementary school?
They may. I'm not sure. He doesn't come to the middle school, I know.
Val Mollenkamp with the ball inside. There's a shot up by Whitley Rammel, and she hits it. Give Val Mollenkamp the assist, and Rammel gets the basket right underneath to make it a 6-0 Fort Recovery start here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. 4:46 remaining in the quarter. Again, Fort Recovery lost the JV game tonight, 41-27. Paige Fortkamp with the steal, comes down and lays it in. And it's 8-0 and timeout for the Parkway Lady Panthers. Fort Recovery on top, 8-0. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp with Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing IV medications. We assist you by doing the insurance verifications, offering on-call support, and doing clinical monitoring and reporting to your healthcare provider to coordinate your care. So call Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kapp Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you.
I don't know if you watch Holly and Jeff communicate back and forth, but they seem to be having a good time down there.
Up 8-0 early in the first, there's a lot to be happy about.
Parkway will put the ball in play here, trailing 8-0 in this first quarter of play with 4:30 to go in the quarter. Full court press by Fort Recovery. Parkway brings it up okay. Over on the left side to Chris Kirby. She'll pass back out top. Here's a long three. Good. Wow. That was a drainer. Gabby Stober, a freshman, hit that baby. And it's now 8-3. Inside is Brooke Collig. Back outside it goes. Fort Recovery with the ball. Allie Vaughn fires a three. It's off, no good. Rebound. Val Mollenkamp tries to save it, but it goes into the hands of Parkway. And up the court comes Leah Harshman. Harshman passing on the left side. There's a three-point shot. It's good again. As Gabby Stober catching fire here. Drills two threes, and all of a sudden we're back to a two-point lead, 8-6. Brooke Collig back outside to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp goes down the lane and lays it up and missed the shot. A little bit too hard off the glass. Bounced out of there. Rebound comes to Parkway's Claire Eicher. Eichler, and Parkway has the ball here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Back outside it goes to Gabby Stober. This time she's defended more closely, as you can imagine, after hitting two threes. Inside, shots fired up, no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp comes down with the rebound. She'll come racing down all the way, puts it off the glass, missed it. Rebound comes to Parkway to Claire Eichler. And the Lady Panthers have a chance to tie the game or even go ahead with a three. Over on the left side is Chris Kirby. Kirby back out top to Stober. Over on the right, there's a three-point shot way off the mark by Sophie Miller. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell down the left side to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp, cross-court pass to Collig, now inside to Whitley Rammel. Good play. Rammel puts it up, no good. Rebound Parkway. And Parkway can tie it again. They've never led in this game yet. Fort Recovery's led all the way. Biggest lead being 8-0. It's now 8-6 after 2 3-pointers by Gabby Stober of Parkway. Right side to Chris Kirby. In the lane, shots fired up, no good, short. Goes out of bounds, and they say it was touched by Fort Recovery. So Parkway will get the basketball underneath their own hoop here. They have three freshmen on the varsity, including one of Lynn Benn's kids, Allison Hughes. Inbounds pass by Parkway, stolen by Paige Fortkamp. Here's Brooke Collig up, no good. Rebound Parkway. It's 8-6 still. A minute 51 to go, and Fort Recovery's not scored in quite a while here, Brian.
No, they haven't. We've missed a lot of good shots, and we just got to make sure we get some stops on this end.
Parkway with the ball out at the center circle. Leah Harshman with it. Passing over on the right side to Sophie Miller. Miller looking for a teammate. Goes back outside to Chris Kirby. Kirby dribbling the ball, being guarded by Paige Fortkamp. Kirby comes in, passes to the middle to Harshman. Back outside it goes. And we got a offensive foul called on Parkway Sophie Miller. So Fort Recovery will get the ball on the turnover. And Parkway is pressing full court. Paige Fortkamp will toss it in for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery is 3-2 on the year. Parkway, I think, is 1-2 on the season. Underneath to Val Mollenkamp. Nice pass work by the Lady Indians, and Brooke Collie gets the assist as it's a layup for Val Mollenkamp to make it 10-6. Fort Recovery expands their lead to 4. Here's a steal by Paige Fortkamp, racing down, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Brooke Collig follows and gets the basket. And it's now 12-6. Two quick baskets by Fort Recovery after we went 2 or 3 minutes there without scoring. Out front is Harshman with the basketball, Leah Harshman. Right side to Stober. Stober is a string bean, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, but she can shoot it.
She can shoot it. Inside to Harshman, up no good. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. Down over to Brooke Collig. Collig goes down the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Olivia Patch, got it. Olivia Patch on the offensive rebound. She came off the bench a moment ago. And that makes it 14-6. Lady Indians back to an 8-point lead with 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Right side, they're not going to get a shot off. They did not get it off. Time expires. The Lady Indians lead by 8, 14-6 after the first quarter. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We do remind you, if you need handicap medical equipment, stop in at the Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They've got it all there, whatever you might need. And, if you know someone that's a handicap individual, maybe a piece of handicap equipment that would help their lives be better might be a nice Christmas gift for you to give to them. Check out all the selections at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. We'll be back with the second quarter in just a moment.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil and Platinum Oil Filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
And Kim Day's daughter, Macy's, on this Fort Recovery basketball team. I see her right down there. She's not superstitious. She wears number 13. I say that, but they could be superstitious because maybe they think number 13 is their lucky number. They got it. They've got to have it. I've got to have 13. Whatever. She wears 13.
If it works for you.
If it works, yeah. Personally, I would not wear 13. A little superstitious on my side. There's Stober with another three, and she missed that one. And it went over the top of the bank board and out of bounds, so it'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. Boy, she can shoot the ball.
Yeah, and those threes aren't, they're not on the line, Rob. They're 3 steps back.
Yeah. Yeah, she's for a freshman. She's not bashful about shooting the long ones.
And they're not. And she's not much. There's not a whole lot to her.
Here's Paige Fortkamp up, no good. Rebound comes down to Olivia Patch up, no good. Rebound Olivia Patch again. Out to Paige Fortkamp on the right. Paige drives to the lane. Dumps it back outside to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbles down, stops, feeds back out to Olivia Patch, but it's knocked away and stolen by Claire Eichler. She misses a shot coming down, and Olivia Patch comes up with the rebound. Kiki Wendell will bring the ball down. Top of the key in the lane. She'll drill the shot from the free throw line. Kiki Wendell makes it now 16-6, and there's your biggest lead of the game for Fort Recovery at 10 points. There's a shot from the left side by Parkway. Our second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment dealer. Fort Recovery got the rebound of a missed shot. Now they're going to call a foul.
It's on Liv. Paige got it in transition, and there was no one back, and Liv went to go seal her man up to act like she was posting up. They called a moving screen.
So, it'll be Parkway's basketball. 6:55 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. You know, K&L Tractor Sales and Service has those Great Plains TurboMax vertical tillage tools for all seasons. Check them out at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. On the left side, there's Stober. Stober dribbles back out. Now with the basketball for the Parkway Lady Panthers is Chris Kirby. She'll dribble down, stops, passes in the middle. Over on the right to Stober, three-point shot, no good, too long. Rebound comes down to jump ball maybe. Oh, come on. Yes, yeah, got to be a jump ball. And it is. And it goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Glad to have you folks listening in tonight to the basketball game, whether you're listening here on the radio station, WPGW AM and FM and 105.3, or FortRecoveryRadio.com. Owen Shane is our producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly for the radio stations. There's a shot by Val Mollenkamp, no good, and a foul on the rebound. And is that going to be on Fort Recovery? I guess it is. On page... Four camp? No, Brooke Collig. Collig picks up the foul.
I don't know if I saw Brooke even in the play.
I know. I think that was supposed to be on page four camp. If you want to know my opinion. But whatever. Macy Day is in there now for... Fort Recovery. Maybe Paige Fortkamp wasn't even in there.
Yeah, Paige wasn't in there.
Okay, so it might have been Allie Vaughn, maybe. And here's a steal by Brooke Collig. She'll come down, puts it up, and got it. Brooke Collig with the steal and lays it in at the other end to make it 18-6. Fort Recovery leading by 12 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Stober with the ball out on the left side. She passes back out over here to Leah Harshman. Harshman dribbles over on the right wing to Elise Derrigan. Derrigan with the ball, and it's stolen away from her by Allie Vaughn. Gives over to Brooke Collig. Collig comes down across the timeline over to Vaughn. Right side, Val Mollenkamp wide open, and she drains it from 15. 20-6. Fort Recovery leading here, or is it 18-6? Yeah, it's 20-6. Timeout, Parkway. They say we need to regroup. We'll be back in just a moment. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
The holiday season is a time for reflection, gratitude, and compassion. I'm Dan Smits, Vice President at Second National Bank, and I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your life and including us in the incredible things this community is doing. Our success is thanks to you and the trust you put in us as your bank. It is truly our honor to help you bank with confidence and ease. From all of us at Second National Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
Parkway with the ball after the timeout here. Full Recovery leading now 20-6. And here's a ball knocked away by Macy Day. But Parkway gets it back. Now a double team down low. Stober gets double teamed, and Macy Day steals it away. And here's Allie Vaughn down to Paige Fortkamp. It's up no good. Rebound Olivia Patch, and she puts it in. Banks it in from right in front of the basket. And it's 22-6. How many for Liv now?
Four, but more importantly, I think, is five boards and four more offensive.
With the basketball, the Parkway Lady Panthers. With it there is Elise Derrigan. There's a shot from the left side, no good. Rebound comes down to nobody. Out of bounds, it goes off of Brooke Collig. Brooke dived to try to save it, but just couldn't get in a good position to pass it to a teammate. We're at Rockford, Ohio tonight, Parkway High School, a very nice school. Another one of the brand new schools the state of Ohio helped make possible. Whoops, Parkway fell down. Picking the ball up is Macy Day down to Allie Vaughn. Collides with one of the Parkway Panthers, misses the shot. Vaughn puts it up again, no good. Paige Fortkamp up and got it. And one of the players got hurt for Parkway. And that is Leah Harshman, and she will go out and take a rest. 24-6 now after that basket. Paige Fortkamp has seven tonight now to lead the team in scoring.
It was a 16-0 run, Rob.
Yes, it was 8-6. And we've scored 16 in a row. There's an outside shot. Up and no good by Derrigan. Rebound comes down to Parkway. And now a jump ball is going to be called. Allie Vaughn able to tie up Sophie Miller. And so it goes to Parkway on the alternating possession. Gabby Stober will toss the ball in. Stober has all six of the Parkway points, 2 3-pointers coming in the first quarter to, at the time, cut the lead to 8-6, but that's all they've scored in the whole game. Inside, back outside. Here's a drive to the hoop, up no good, and a foul's on Whitley Rammel. As driving in and drawing the foul was Claire Eichler. Eichler, one of the seniors on Parkway.
Actually, they gave it to Brooke for a reach-in. Yeah, that's her second.
By golly, they did. So Brooke Collig picks up the foul instead of Whitley Rammel. And the free throw is no good by Claire Eichler.
I've learned to realize, Rob, you don't assume with what you think's going to happen. You got to wait to see what they're going to call.
That is true. This one's no good again off the back of the rim. Both of them were too long. Rebound Brooke Collig of Fort Recovery. Here comes Brooke down across the timeline. She was one of those fine members of the Fort Recovery volleyball team. Allie Vaughn drives in, lost the handle on it. Back outside it goes. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a three. Doesn't fall, and a foul's going to be called on Whitley Rammel.
That's her first now.
Going over the back of Parkway Sophie Miller. K&L Tractor Sales and Service for New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment. And Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment and much more. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio, there on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Here's a shot up, no good off the glass. Missed there by Elise Derrigan for Parkway, and Fort Recovery got the rebound. We've been not giving them very many shots. They get one, and that's about it. Here's Paige Fortkamp firing and hitting. Three-pointer from the right side, and Paige has 10 now. And it's 27-6. The run has gone to 19 points in a row now for Fort Recovery. 2:41 left to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Stober with the basketball, drives in the lane, puts it up no good, and a foul's going to be called on, I think, Brooke Collig, maybe. And Coldwater leads St. Henry 15-12 at the half, by the way. I was actually called on Fort Recovery's. Who was that called?
Whitley Rammel.
Whitley Rammel. Free throw is up and good by Stober, Gabby Stober at the free throw line. So a defensive struggle between Coldwater and St. Henry tonight. One more for Stober. That broke the 19-point run by Fort Recovery. And she misses that one. But she has all seven of the Parkway points. 2 3-pointers and a free throw. And they trail 27-7. Fort Recovery got the rebound of the missed free throw. Here's Brooke Collig on the right side. Back out top it goes to Kiki Wendell. Val Mollenkamp with it to Brooke Collig. Collig in the lane. Stops. Feeds back outside. Allie Vaughn tries to go inside to Hope Wendell, and the ball is swiped away by Parkway. Turnover on the Lady Indians. Out front with it is Elise Derrigan. Here's a shot by Stober, a three-pointer. It's no good from way out there. And Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn got the rebound. Here's Hope Wendell in the lane, up no good. Rebound comes to Parkway. To Claire Eichler. Eichler gives it off to Stober. Stober brings it up out at the center circle. Right side it goes. Out top, there's Rachel Barrett with it now. She'll feed inside. There's a drive and up and in by Claire Eichler. And Eichler becomes the first player to score in the game for Parkway besides Gabby Stober. It's now 27-9, and they're going to call a traveling violation on, I think, Brooke Collig, which will give the ball back to Parkway Lady Panthers. Look over the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Again, the new line of Endurance spreaders, of litter spreaders from by Endurance from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L's our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Right side, there's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Brooke Collig. Is missing the basket was Rachel Barrett. Here comes Fort Recovery. Tried to hit Hope Wendell on a long pass, and it goes over Hope's head and out of bounds. 27-9 now. Fort Recovery with the lead, but Parkway with the ball. And this game, I think, is pretty much going to what we had thought might happen here, Brian. The Lady Indians just dominating. There's a foul on Fort Recovery. Whistle that on Hope Wendell.
Yeah, Fort Recovery definitely was, I think, the better team coming in, and they're kind of proving that right here. So, although I thought they would get more transition buckets, more defensive created buckets than what they have so far, they've actually got a lot of shots off of offensive rebounds, which is good, but I guess a little shocking on my end.
Sophie Miller hits the free throw to become another player scoring here for Parkway. Puts it up and missed that one. The score remains 27-10. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Val Mollenkamp back outside to Brooke Collig. Down to 37 seconds remaining in the first half. Coach Holly Gann may decide just to go for one shot here. Kiki Wendell with it on the left to Brooke Collig. Hope Wendell on the wing, back outside. Val Mollenkamp with it on the left to Brooke Collig. 18 seconds remaining. Kiki Wendell way out front, dribbles in, backs up, being guarded there by Rachel Barrett. And there is a turnover. They say that Brooke Collig stepped on the sideline when she got the ball. And so Fort Recovery turns it over with 8 seconds to go in the half. Indians leading 27-10. Over to Stober. She'll gun it up and miss. Rebound Hope Wendell. Hope will fire a long shot. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. 27-10, Fort Recovery with a huge lead here at halftime over the Parkway Lady Panthers. Looks like Coach Holly Gann might be on her way to her first MAC win as the new coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, unless the roof caves in here in the second half. You never know. Last night, I listened to a game where Winchester led South Adams by 20 points in a boys' game in the third quarter, and they lost in double overtime. South Adams came back to win that one.
If I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet on that here.
You don't think so?
No.
I think you're probably right. I think Indians are pretty dominating here tonight. We'll return with more thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. And we do remind you they have an outstanding service department at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, whether it's your farm machinery or lawn and garden equipment. Depend on outstanding service from K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order a pizza.
Well, we don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, we don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Yeah, Cooper Farms, one of our fine sports sponsors here on the radio. We appreciate their very fine supports. 27-10 is the score here at the halftime, and I'll let you run down what's happened so far here on the scoring table there, Brian.
All righty here. Assuming here, I haven't added up the scores, but I assume Paige is leading us in scoring. Looks like she has 10 for us. Val has 4. Molenkamp, Olivia Patch has 4. Brooke Colley has 4. Ali Vaughn has not scored. Kiki, oh, I take it back, Ali Vaughn has 1 free throw to start the game for us. Kiki Wendell has 2. Whitley Rammel with 2. Macy Day got in, did not score. And Hope Wendell got in and did not score for the Indians.
And it's 27-10 here at the halftime. Lady Indians jumped out to an 8-0 lead. And then Gabby Stober hit 2 threes for Parkway to cut that lead to 8-6. Then we went on a 19-point run and led at one time 27-6. And here we are, 27-10, as Parkway scored the last 4 points of the first half of play. We'll be back and take a look at the JV game tonight, which was won by Parkway, right after this.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts, and we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil and Platinum Oil Filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How. Fort Recovery Napa.
Back here at halftime, 27-10. I see Les Johnson's down there, but he's not shooting. Maybe they don't let big guys out on the court here at halftime. I don't know.
There's a lot of little kids out there, though, firing up balls. I can tell you that.
And they've all got gym shoes on, so that must be a requirement, too. Glad to see old Les here at the game tonight. He's one of Fort Recovery's biggest fans, that's for sure. Well, tell us about the reserve game, which was not a happy outcome here. We lost 41-27 in that reserve contest.
Yeah, the Indians led first three quarters, and then the Wills kind of fell off a little bit in that fourth quarter for us. But Faith Gruby led us with 10 points. Alexis Wendell and Grace Guggenbiller both added five. With 4 points was Elena Evers. 2 points was Faith Wendell. And with 1 point was Elizabeth Alley.
And actually, we led you know, most of the way until that fourth quarter came around. We just couldn't hang in there in that fourth quarter. So they've won one game, beat Blackford the other night, and still looking for that second win. Varsity looking like they're headed for a 4-2 record after tonight. Their two losses to Versailles, which could have been a win easily, Brian.
Yeah, it was.
Lost to Jay County, which could have been a win, too, actually.
Yeah, both losses have been close. The Versailles one was on a last-second shot that the winner girl hit. And, you know, probably both of those games they probably like to have back. You know, not to make excuses, but both games there, lived in play in with being sick. I would like to think she would have helped and made a little bit of a difference in both of those games. But just from the depth perception of it, you know, adding more players off the bench to give some blows and breaks. But, you know, that's part of it, playing with people who are, you know, in a season who are injured or sick. And, you know, hopefully it makes you stronger come tournament time and down the road. And, you know, and it's not a bad thing, I guess, to lose early on, especially to some two quality programs. So,
and we've got quite a break here after this MAC game before the next one comes along, don't we?
Yeah, we don't play again until the 21st, next Saturday at Arcanum, or I should say versus Arcanum at home. And then there's they have a week off then in between that, and they go up to Glen Oak up in Canton and play in a holiday tournament on the 28th.
I don't think you'll see me up there, by the way. Don't be disappointed.
Is that because Ohio State's playing and you want to stay home and watch Ohio State? Or
no, I think it was because it was somewhere I never heard of, and I thought this has got to be a long way away.
Well, actually, I got him in that before I had stepped down, and you know, that was a good showcase tournament, I think, for some of our younger kids. That was kind of the purpose, is get us in there. Cleveland Canton area has three really good GMAC teams in it, Division II level, and you know, I wanted to kind of put in there from a showcase standpoint, but also from a standpoint of I could get some of our kids some exposure at those younger kids, and that was kind of what I did that for, looking to do. And so we got in that, was fortunate enough. I did that with our guys team a couple times with the flying to the hoop, and I think it definitely benefited our kids to play on that, and also helps your program, gets your program some exposure as well, kind of put on the state level, and you can kind of see what you can do against some other quality teams. So
the Fort Recovery boys, by the way, that day played Delphus Jefferson, and they have moved that game, I think, to 4 o'clock
with JV tip.
4 for the JV, 5:30 for the varsity due to the Ohio State game that night. So we'll have that for you on the radio. I know we're going to Jefferson.
Yeah, I won't. Unfortunately, with that tip, we'll be heading to Cleveland and watching the girls. So, unfortunately, I won't be able to see that Jefferson game. Now, our intention was to drive straight back and be able to get there. But now we won't be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, I won't look for you there then.
We'll listen to you, Rob. How about that?
That's at the old Jefferson Gym, is it?
Yes, the one with the stage.
Yes. It's one of a kind. Not too many like that around, that's for sure.
No, and I'm not a real fan of that playing there just because of that stage area. You know, you got some kids that will go hard, and the wall's right there at the end, and then, you know, a couple steps off to the side, and now you're looking at falling off the stage, so...
Whitley Ramel gets a pass from Brooke Collig to start the third quarter and lays it in. So Whitley with 4 points now. And our third quarter is brought to you by our friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 29-10 now. Lady Indians expand their lead to 19 again. Inside, shots fired up and good. Scoring on the play that time for the Parkway Lady Panthers was Claire Eichler. And that makes it 29-12. Fort Recovery in the lead. Paige Fortkamp over to Whitley Ramel. Back out top and around the horn. Here's Brooke Collig with it in the lane. There's Fortkamp setting and firing and missing. Rebound comes to Whitley Ramel. Out goes to Allie Vaughn on the right wing. Now to Paige Fortkamp. Now to Brooke Collig. Collig will pass it off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn top of the key. Right side, there's Kiki Wendell on a three-pointer, and she gets it to go down. Kiki, she's not had her hands on the ball a whole lot tonight. She has 5 points now with that three-point shot. 32-12, Lady Indians by 20 points now. And Parkway lost the ball out of bounds on a violation. Again, our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms has an outstanding, complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn with the ball, drives in, feeds back to Paige Fortkamp, over to Brooke Collig. Collig now to Kiki Wendell. Kiki drives to the free throw line. Hands it off to Collig, back out to Allie Vaughn. She'll drain a three-pointer. Oh, they only gave her two. Just put down a two for that one. I said her foot was on the line.
It usually is, actually. That's one thing she has a bad habit of, is stepping on that line, because she kind of steps into her shot a little bit.
You'll be back that far. You might as well go for the three. 34-12. Lady Indians leading here by 22 now. Stober with the ball inside, puts it up short, and it goes out of bounds and will be given to Fort Recovery. And here is Allie Vaughn, no, Paige Fortkamp to toss it in. Parkway playing half-court defense here. Looks like they're playing a zone. Maybe not. Right side, back outside it goes to Kiki Wendell. On the left now to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will feed back outside to Brooke Collig. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Back out top it goes. Kiki Wendell to Brooke Collig. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Here's Allie Vaughn spinning, firing, and missing. And they're going to call her for traveling with the basketball. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn, Mr. Farmer. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at their toll-free telephone number. That number is 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Parkway passing the ball around. Back out top it goes to Leah Harshman. Now underneath to the center, Claire Eichler, who misses the shot. Here's Paige Fortkamp, comes down and banks it in from straight on. Make it 36-12, and Paige has 12 points on the night to lead us in scoring. Gabby Stober with it. Back out top it goes to Rachel Barrett. Now with the ball is Leah Harshman. Back on the right to Stober. She'll gun a three and misses. And rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. Val comes all the way down, puts it off the glass, and got it. 38-12 now, and Val has 6 points on the night. 3:50 remaining here in the third quarter of play. From the Parkway High School at Rockford, Ohio. Shots fired up in the right side. No good. Rebound. Kiki Wendell comes out of there with that missed shot by Leah Harshman. Right side it goes to Paige Fortkamp. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading by a huge amount, 38-12. Kiki Wendell gets the ball back from Allie Vaughn. Now goes over to Paige Fortkamp between the circles. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Here's Brooke Collig. Now on the left to Paige Fortkamp on the wing. Back out top to Allie Vaughn. Allie now dribbles, goes down the lane, and scoops it up, and in and out, no good. And they're going to be at Parkway with the ball. Coming down with the rebound there is Claire Eichler. Here's Leah Harshman with it now, and the right side it goes. Back inside to Eichler, and it's knocked away, I think maybe by Val Mollenkamp. And now here's Fort Recovery losing the ball as it got tipped. And Harshman got it knocked away by Kiki Wendell, and Fort Recovery has it back again. Nobody wants the basketball. Here's Brooke Collig on a three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes to Eichler. She'll feed it over here to Harshman, and Harshman will bring it up for Parkway. Leah Harshman. 2:20 left to go here. On the left, there's a drive back outside to Stober. And Gabby Stober hits another three. That's her third three of the night. And that cuts the lead to 38-15. We're here at Mackey Arena at Purdue University. Oh, that P stands for Parkway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Parkway High School is where we're at. We'll be back in a moment here on PG 14 and J Country 101. The score is 38-15. The Fort Recovery Indians putting it to the Parkway Panthers tonight. We'll return right after this. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. So do the gals play two games then up there in that just one?
Just one. We could have played two, but we chose just to do one.
You say it's Glen Oaks?
Glen Oak High School, who I believe won the Division I state championship last year.
Holly doesn't look too happy about something there.
I think she's just talking to him.
Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, one of our own, of course, graduated from Fort Recovery as Holly Stein. So Parkway on defense now is Fort Recovery with the basketball, leading by a whopping 38-15 score here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Kiki Wendell out top with it. Right side it goes to Macy Day. Day back out to Brooke Collig. Now down in the lane to Olivia Patch. On the left it goes. There's Wendell firing a three and missing. How did they not say she stood? Didn't she step out of bounds? Parkway with the basketball. They grabbed it at the other end. Stober with it. Over on the left side to Elise Derrigan. Derrigan dribbles and brings it out top. On the left to Gabby Stober. Stober dribbles to the top of the key, feeds over on the right side. Parkway having trouble getting shot up against Fort Recovery, and Val Mollenkamp's going to be called for leaning up against Sophie Miller of Parkway. So it'll be out of bounds to the Lady Panthers. As that is only the first foul on us in the whole half. Is that right?
First foul on either team.
Yeah. These officials must have a game they want to go to tonight. Or want to go see, I should say. Here's Stober, a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Macy Day. Macy will bring it up. That Stober could be an exciting player by the time she's out of here. You know that?
Could be.
Ball's knocked away by Parkway. A steal by the Panthers. And Stober has the ball knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn. And so Parkway will have the basketball on the far sideline. It's going to be Elise Derrigan passing the ball in here for the Panthers. Inbounds pass coming in there to Sophie Miller. And the ball goes out of bounds. It was knocked off of Paige Fortkamp's body, I believe, by Parkway's Elise Derrigan. So Parkway will keep the ball. 45.7239 seconds left here in the third quarter. Gabby Stober with the basketball. Works her way to the right side. Pops a three. No good short. Rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp feeds over to Macy Day. Macy goes down the left side. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Open from three, and she missed an air ball. Rebound fought for. And we've got a foul called on somebody. I think Parkway. Nope, it's on Allie Vaughn. So ball goes to Parkway. Allie picks up her first personal foul. Nobody in foul trouble really for either team. That's only the second foul we've had called here in the whole second half of play on either team. Tipped away by Val Mollenkamp. It'll be Parkway's basketball on the far sideline. Tomorrow night, Fort Recovery will host Parkway in a boys' game at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And Saturday, it'll be a home game with Crestview. Inside, here's a drive, and it's no good. Rebound fought for. Who's going to pick it up? Olivia Patch picks up the basketball. And not enough time to do anything with it as time expires, and we've completed the third quarter of play. The score, 38-15, Fort Recovery Lady Indians with a big lead over the Parkway Panthers. And at the end of three, two MAC teams playing tonight, Coldwater and St. Henry, and Coldwater has a 33-20 lead over the St. Henry Redskins. We'll be back here with the fourth quarter right after this.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, here we go with the fourth and final quarter. Lady Indians whopping the Parkway Panthers tonight, 38-15, and Fort Recovery just stole the ball away. Who knocked that away there?
Liv knocked it away.
Olivia Patch with the steal. Here's Allie Vaughn back over to Macy Day. Paige Fortkamp back out top. Allie Vaughn with it. And there's a foul called on Paige Fortkamp. No.
Olivia.
Olivia. Olivia Patch gets called for the foul. He must not know her. She's too nice of a girl for that. Parkway will get the ball back here in the fourth quarter of play. Just underway here. 38-15 is the score. Parkway with the basketball. And there's a foul called on Allie Vaughn as she reached in on Elise Derrigan. So it will be Parkway's ball out of bounds. That's only the fourth foul on Fort Recovery here. And that is all. Parkway has not even committed a foul yet. Pass comes in to Gabby Stober for the Parkway Lady Panthers, an outstanding freshman. Here's a three-point shot from the right. It's no good by Elise Derrigan, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be given to Fort Recovery. Last touch by Derrigan. Macy Day will toss it in here for Fort Recovery. Pass comes in to Allie Vaughn, back to Macy Day. Up to Val Mollenkamp on the left side to Paige Fortkamp. Underneath Olivia Patch, and she lays it in. Paige Fortkamp gets the assist, and Olivia Patch the easy basket. Making 6 points now for Olivia. And the Lady Indians lead by 40-15, a 25-point lead. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Val Mollenkamp. And we have some subs coming in. Whitley Rammel came in. Brooke Colley came in. Kiki Wendell comes back in. Macy Day stays in. Allie Vaughn stays in. So Mollenkamp and Fortkamp and Patch went out. There's a ball pass that's blocked by Brooke Colley, and it's going to be either official news whose it was, so they decided to give it to Parkway.
Don't have to run down the other end that way.
That's true. Tossing it in here is going to be Emery Niddle. She's another freshman who's on this Parkway team. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound Whitley Rammel as Sophie Miller missed that shot. New Knoxville beats New Bremen tonight, 34-26. That kind of a surprise?
Yeah.
Right side, Whitley Rammel, no good. Rebound by Fort Recovery, and out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Fort Recovery, so Parkway will have it. I wonder if a bunch of those volleyball kids are not playing basketball for New Bremen.
Yeah, that part I don't know. I haven't seen roster or anything.
Here's Stober, three-pointer. She got it. Her fourth three of the night. And Gabby Stober now has a total of 13 points in the contest.
She's a nice player. She can shoot it. She can stretch the defense. And if they could get some other players to go around her, they'll have a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah, she could be on my team anytime. Allie Vaughn with the ball, right side to Kiki Wendell. Had the open shot, but elected not to shoot it. Over to Brooke Colley. Left side now to Allie Vaughn. Lady Indians leading here 40-18, I should say. And there's a drive to the hole by Paige Fortkamp. And Allie Vaughn, I should say. And the basket was good, but they called her for traveling before the ball left her hand. So scratch that 2 points. Parkway with the ball. And there's a little bit of traveling music there. And yes, indeed, Claire Eichler called for traveling. So Fort Recovery will get it back here. We're in the final quarter of play. Fort Recovery putting their stamp of a W on this one, leading 40-18. They will go to 4-2 on the year with this win. Allie Vaughn to Macy Day. Macy fires a three. It's off to the left side. No good. Rebound's thrown away by Parkway. Allie Vaughn got the shot up. No good. Got her own rebound and scored. Allie Vaughn on the basket. 42-18 now. 4:48 left to go in the ball game. On the left side there was Elise Derrigan. Back around the horn it goes. There's a foul on, I think, Brooke Colling. No, it's not. It's on. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Brooke Colling picks up her third foul. She's the only one with three fouls on either team. So coming out of the game will be Macy Day and Brooke Colling. Hope Wendell goes in. And Paige Fortkamp went back in. There's a pass on the left. Almost lost there by Parkway's Leah Harshman, but she got it back. She'll dribble back out top of the key. Has it knocked away by Allie Vaughn. Got it back. Stober with the ball, the excellent three-point shooter for Parkway. Passing on the left to Chris Kirby. Now with the ball over there on the wing is Leah Harshman. Harshman back outside. Rachel Barrett with it. Over on the right, back out top to Stober. On the right to Chris Kirby. Bounce pass inside. Blocked by Whitley Rammel. The shot of Claire Eichler, and Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball. Down to 3:50 to play in this game. Here's Vaughn driving to the hoop and scores. Allie Vaughn gets her seventh point of the day. And that makes it 44-18 now. Coach Gann doing a lot of subbing here in this fourth quarter. There's a shot up and no good by Parkway by Rachel Barrett. Rebound Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki passing on the right to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Hope Wendell. Kiki Wendell lobs it in to Whitley Rammel, who lays it in. Nice pass, nice play by Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel got behind the defense and lays it in to make it 46-18. Whitley has 6 points on the night now. Stober on the left, back out top. Inside, there's a shot up by Eichler, no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Holly Gann. Timeout, Coach Gann. 2:44 left to go in the game. Lady Indians leading 46-18.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
I think Coach just wanted to get some subs in the game here. Macy Day came back in. Olivia Patch comes back in. Val Mollenkamp comes back in.
And Hope Wendell.
And Hope Wendell also. Macy Day with the ball out front. Works her way to the right. Feeds on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will dump it down low to Olivia Patch. In the lane, stops. Leads back outside to Macy Day. Macy back over on the left to Val Mollenkamp. On the wing is Hope Wendell. Back out top to Macy Day. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbles to the free throw line. Tries to feed off to Whitley Rammel. It's knocked away, but Mollenkamp got it back. Drives in, missed it. Macy Day with it. She'll try to pass off to Whitley Rammel. Whitley did get the ball and lays it in. Give Macy Day the assist and Whitley Rammel the basket. And it's 48-18 now. The Indians leading by 30 points. That might be the biggest lead of the night. Here's Stober, a three. It's no good. Rebound's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery, I think. Yes. So New Knoxville knocks off New Bremen tonight, 34-26. Coldwater on the verge of knocking off St. Henry. Outside it goes to Chris Kirby. On the left, baseline, back outside, Parkway with the ball. 1.5 minutes to go. And Coldwater did beat St. Henry tonight, 37-22. St. Henry had a lid on the basket tonight. Okay. And here's Fort Recovery stealing it away. Elena Evers in the lineup there for Fort Recovery now. Olivia Patch on the left side to Macy Day. Down to a minute left to go. Macy passing back out to Val Mollenkamp. Here's Elena Evers. She'll lob it in to Hope Wendell, and Hope can't hang on to the ball, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Parkway Panthers. Turnover, Lady Indians. How many turnovers do we have tonight?
13.
13 altogether. Parkway with the ball, back out top, over on the right wing. Little give and go action there. Leah Harshman gets it back, and she can't find an opening to shoot, so Fort Recovery knocks it out of bounds. It'll be given to Parkway. And Rachel Barrett will toss it in here for the Lady Panthers. Barrett looking for a teammate, goes out deep to Leah Harshman into Eichler, and Eichler's shot might have been blocked there. 48-18, Lady Indians with the ball now. And 24 seconds remaining on the scoreboard clock. Macy Day with it, way out top. Dribbles to the left, hands off to Val Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery's not going to shoot anymore. 7 seconds left. The final score, Fort Recovery 48 and the Parkway Panthers 18. As Fort Recovery wins this baby, we'll be back to wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take your time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support the band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hull Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Parkway, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians rack up win number 4 on the season against just 2 losses as Fort Recovery beats Parkway 48-18. I'll let you give the rundown of the scoring there, Brian.
Yeah, the Indians were led tonight by Paige Fortkamp with 12 points, and then it was basically balanced from there on out. Whitley Rimmel ended up picking up 8. Val Mollenkamp, Olivia Patch, both with 6. I guess Ali Vaughn had 7. Kiki Wendell with 5, and Brooke Colleg with 4. Hope Wendell and Macy Day both played but did not score in the game.
So 12 points for Paige Fortkamp. Again, 8 for Whitley Rammel, 7 for Ali Vaughn to lead the team in scoring. And what about that JV game again?
JV lost 41-27. The Indians led the first three quarters and then ended up losing in the fourth. The Indians were led by Faith Grubey with 10, Grace Guggenmiller 5, Alexis Wendell with 5, Eleni Evers with 4, Faith Wendell with 2, and Elizabeth Alley chipped in with a point.
Okay, Coach. Well, hey, thanks for helping us tonight. Appreciate it very much.
No problem.
And you'll be back on the broadcast on Saturday night as the Fort Recovery boys tangle with the Crestview Knights. And Ed Thurman's going to be alongside to bring that game along with Brian Patch on Saturday night at 100.9 on the FM dial. And don't forget, there's a nice German dinner going on also, I believe, on Saturday night as well there at the cafeteria.
Yep, prior to the game.
Brad Evers is heading that up, so again, you folks, and I think you have to buy your tickets ahead of time, so I don't think it's too late tomorrow. I think he said you could still buy them tomorrow, so you can buy them there in the Fort Recovery High School office tomorrow for that dinner on Saturday night. We see Coach Gann making her way up here, so we'll get her on the headset here and have a few comments. See what she has to say. Thanks, Brian, very much. Again, Fort Recovery wins tonight 48-18 over the Parkway Lady Panthers. And I know you were sweating that one out. Just teasing. Nice win. Nice team win. Nobody dominated in scoring. We had a nice balance there. Again, if you didn't see the scorebook yet, Paige Fortkamp had 12, 8 for Whitley Rammel, 7 for Allie Vaughn, 6 apiece for Olivia Patch, Val Mollenkamp, 5 for Kiara Wendell, and 4 for Brooke Collig. So thank
good
you.
Little Fred.
You were, yes, you were. You came in favored, and you did what you were supposed to do. And
you know, these games are never easy, though, because you still have to show up. You still got to play. So even at the end of the day, we knew we had to go in here, hold some composure. You know, I'm pretty happy. We did some things early. I want to look past that Parkway team. They've got a lot of good things going on for them. You know, and new coach, and I know how that is. He's trying to get these girls to work a certain way. That press is a good press. They're gonna cause some fits for some teams. And number 42 down low, she posts real hard. So I mean, Parkway, they'll be all right. They'll be all right.
Yeah, 42 Claire Eichler, one of the seniors on the Parkway team, and then Gabby Stober, one of the freshmen. Wow, she could shoot the ball.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, with time, you know, they're gonna get better. They're gonna get better. And for us, you know, we went out there and we did what we had to do. We knew going in, if we hold composure and we rebound and we look to push and we take, you know, good shots and make sure we get those shots that we're wanting and not the shots we're not wanting. No, don't force anything. We'll be okay.
And I think they did just that. I don't think they forced much at all. And excellent teamwork. Got the open shots and made things happen here tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. They worked, like I said, they worked hard, and we definitely been working on some other things. And so it was nice to get some for them to get some, go out there and trust me with that, because definitely different than what we've been doing, and kind of just get ready for the next one now.
Congratulations, your first MAC win as head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Well, hopefully one of many to come here, and always nice to get that first conference win under your belt.
Especially in a conference like this one. So, you know, nothing ever comes easy, and I am a direct reflection of those girls that hit the court and come to practice every day, willing to learn and work hard. So, couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, that's for sure. This is a tough conference, as we all know, in all types of athletics, and a conference you can be proud of to be a member of, too. You know, people talk about how tough it is to be in the MAC conference, but hey, you certainly know that you have the opportunity to accomplish something when you play in the MAC and play against these tough teams, and it makes your team better to play against these tough teams, too.
Absolutely, and I think there's a lot of foundational skills, you know, outside of basketball that these kids get to learn and be a part of that will, you know, give them memories that will last a lifetime, so...
And this kind of a game tonight with a 48-18 win did give you an opportunity to play everybody on the bench and get all the players in. And I certainly appreciate that from a coach that, you know, you have these kids, they work hard. Everybody works hard in practice. And, again, it's nice to be able to give everybody playing time.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a firm believer everybody has a role. And so we spend a lot of time early in the year talking about what strengths they can bring to the table and what they can bring for the team. As you can see, you know, we score pretty evenly on most games. We don't traditionally have one or two players. Everybody kind of takes their turn and everybody has a job, and we just continue to build on those strengths of each other, and we're going to keep getting better.
I don't know if you heard tonight, New Knoxville knocked off kind of a surprising to me New Bremen, but maybe I shouldn't be surprised, and Coldwater beat St. Henry.
Those are both surprises for me.
Yeah.
You didn't get a Marion local Verzales, did you?
Did not get that one yet.
Oh, yeah. Those are two both surprising wins in my book. We were talking about it on the way up, actually. So,
well, I don't know.
Just like the Mac, you just never know. You still got to show up. I would have guessed a little differently.
I don't know much about the games, but they were both about a 10-point victory there. So it was kind of surprising for those two to win tonight. So, and you'll be seeing them down the road. Who's your next conference opponent then?
We have
after Christmas.
I think it's Minster.
Okay, Minster, yeah. Lady Wildcats.
Absolutely. I think we got.
I think you're
Arcanum,
right.
Glen Oak. Then we got Minster. Then we hit Liberty Benton. Then we got Delphus. Then we have OG. Liberty Benton OG might be switched, but it pretty much is. We got this one. We get Arcanum. We go to Canton for the Wishes Can Happen tournament, and then we're back on tough. I mean, we just got tough game. So
absolutely, once you get into that, that's there's no easy night. And we'll have the Arcanum game on the radio for you folks. That's the next broadcast of the Lady Indians we'll have, so you can hear it right here on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com as well. Well, hi, Holly, thanks for stopping up. And again, congratulations on a very nice win tonight.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Yep. We will see you later. Again, that's Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Hey, Gabby, come up here. Come up here a minute. No?
You can go talk on the radio.
What's your name?
Allison.
Oh, okay. I thought you were Gabby. Okay. Oh, that's okay. Don't bother her. That's fine. I thought if you were here that... Okay. Wrong identity there, and that was Allison Hughes. I should have talked to Allison. Hey, Allison, come up here. Come up here. I got to get you on the radio. Since I know your mom and dad so well, I've got to get you on the radio here. And Allison Hughes will join us now. I thought it was... Gabby Stober for a minute there, because Gabby wears 40 or 30, and Allison here wears number 40. So you're one of the freshmen. Tell us about your group of freshmen, Allison Hughes. You guys are pretty good.
Yeah, we seventh grade year, we were undefeated and went to the MAC championship and won it. Eighth grade year, we lost to Minster and then won it. We had about 14 players our seventh grade year. And about 8 players are 8th grade year. Then freshman year, we don't have 3 come out.
Well, hey, you know, you got a new coach with your program now, and I think things look pretty. You know, you didn't play a close game tonight for the varsity, but I think we saw a lot of positive things from the team there, and I think you guys are real hopeful.
Yes, we just need to continue to work hard in practice, and
that Gabby is quite a shooter.
Yes, she is.
Gabby Stober hit 4 threes tonight to lead Parkway in scoring here this evening in their loss to Fort Recovery again, 48-18. And so you have no chance with two basketball parents here. Of course, Lynn Ben, your mom, and
yep.
Doug Hughes is your dad. And
yep.
So they give you all kinds of help.
Yes, every day.
And do you ever ask him for, hey, Mom, help me out with this. I'm doing something wrong here. What can you do to help me out?
Yeah, she helps me with free throws.
Okay.
And post moves sometimes.
Okay. Well, you played a lot of JV ball tonight.
Yes.
How many points did you score this evening?
I think I had about 5 or 6.
Yeah. Well, you did a nice job. You got a lot of playing time out there.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I let you go. I just wanted to grab you again. That's Allison Hughes, the daughter of Doug and Lynn Hughes, Lynn Ben, who's one of the Parkway Lady Panthers. Good luck to you down the road.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's going to wrap it up for us tonight from the Parkway High School. Thank you for listening, everybody. The final score, Fort Recovery defeats the Parkway Lady Panthers in varsity basketball tonight, 48-18. Once again, the junior varsity game went to Parkway, though. Parkway won by a final score of 41-27. From Parkway High School, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Today's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. PGW-FM, Portland, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
WPGW-AM and FM, Portland.